Hi, it's The Herd. Everybody knows about the risks of driving drunk. You can get in a crash. People get hurt or killed. But that still doesn't stop everybody. You could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. We all know the consequences of driving drunk. One thing's for sure, you're wrong if you think it's no big deal. It is. Drive sober or get pulled over. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our Saturday morning RJ Bell podcast, Blazing 5 podcast. Very excited today off of 4-1 week. First, our Blazing 5.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing 5. Browns at Broncos.
I love Cleveland plus 3 at Denver. It's a Saturday game. Browns have won 3 of 4. And since week 10, when they got rid of that mess between Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson and the infighting and the family feud and the impending divorce, Baker Mayfield leads the NFL in pass yards per attempt. They are throwing the ball and throwing it downfield, baby. He is also, and this is key, only been sacked once over the last 4 games. That is fewest by any quarterback. He's got good running backs, a couple of nice receivers, and the offensive line is protecting him. I'm going to take what I think right now is the better, more optimistic locker room. Browns plus 3 win, 24-23.
Raiders at Bengals.
Listen, I've been critical of John Gruden, but they're great in this spot. The Raiders plus 3, I'll take them. The Bengals defense is, I'm not joking here, last in about 8 different categories. It's one of the worst NFL defenses of all time. And Derek Carr, don't buy into the hype. Watch the games. Hasn't thrown a pick since week 5. And over the last 2 games, Derek Carr is completing 75% of his passes and averaging 300 yards. John Gruden and Derek Carr are clicking right now against an awful defense. I'll take the better team in the points. Raiders win 27-21.
Cowboys at Colts.
Like it. I love it. I'll take the Colts at home, minus 2.5. They've won 6 of 7. They have a lot to play for in this game. They're in a dogfight to earn a wild card spot, and the Cowboys, already off emotional games, are locked in. Also, Andrew Luck this year is absolutely a monster, and this is still without a number 2 or 3 receiver. Dak Prescott, for the record, has been sacked 48 times this year. You're talking about a quarterback, Andrew Luck, that used to get hit that isn't, and one that shouldn't get hit that is. I'm going to take the Colts to win 24-20.
Titans at Giants.
Titans plus 2.5 against the Giants team that will not have Odell Beckham. This is an easy one. First of all, slow down on the Giants' suddenly hot Giants winning streak. They've beaten Ryan Fitzpatrick, Chase Daniel, Mark Sanchez, and Nick Mullins. Let's slow down a little. The Titans have the significantly better defense. Eli's still been sacked 43 times, third most in the NFL. The Titans are an incredibly physical team up front. They're the better team. Now, they're not great on the road, which worries me a little, but I'm gonna take the 2.5. The Titans win straight out.
Eagles at Rams.
I don't call blowouts on this show. I'm calling one. This was minus 9. Now it's Rams minus 11 because Carson Wentz is out. Rams are going to roll and win this thing by a ton. First of all, they're 5-0 after a loss with Sean McVay. They're also 6-0 at home. This is a team that's very good when comfortable. They're facing a backup quarterback. They're at home. They're after a loss. They're ticked off. And the Eagles have not won a game this year when they don't rush for 100 yards. Without Carson Wentz, they're going to try to run the football, and the Rams know it. This is going to be ugly, and if the Rams, because Goff has struggled in the last couple of weeks, if the Rams get ahead, they're going to pour it on to give Goff confidence in this game because he's really struggled last couple of weeks. Rams a blowout, and I don't call these much, 41-26. All right, before we get to RJ, the holidays are close, really close. And if you're behind in your holiday shopping, I am. You're probably starting to panic a little, I am. But don't worry, still time to get last-minute presents, and don't seem like last-minute presents, right? They'll seem like you really thought about it, because at Helzberg Diamonds, you can make one stop for two great gifts. Spend $1,199 on jewelry for her and get a free Nintendo Switch system for them. That's a gift that gives gifts at Helzberg Diamonds. Games sold separately. All right, RJ Bell, pregame.com, the founder of it. Pregame.com is the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press at RJ in Vegas. In fact, what is that Twitter handle again, RJ? At RJ. Yeah, it's at RJ in Vegas.
At RJ in Vegas. Keep it simple, baby.
All right, here we go. Off a 4-1 week, I love my picks this week. I'll start with this. Browns +3 at Denver. Denver has lost now their two best receivers for the year. I don't think they have a ton to play for. While I think the Browns are still very optimistic, I do worry that they're missing one of their better tackles because Bradley Chubb and Von Miller are exceptional pass rushers. But I really like the Browns' optimism, what they're playing for. You got coaches on that staff, frankly, RJ, that are playing, coaching for jobs. I'm going to take Cleveland +3. What do the wise guys think?
Oh, big agreement here. This is super sharp. Listen, I think these two teams are going in opposite directions. And in a 16-game season, you would think, oh, it's not enough games to really ebb and flow that much. Well, I think here we're certainly seeing it. On one hand, Denver's not that good, even if you look at the whole season. One of the stats we like to look at, Colin, is what percentage of the snaps is a team leading throughout the season, because it tells you, are they controlling the game? Denver, the third worst in the NFL in the number of snaps they've led a game. All right, now, you mentioned it, Sanders out, their best quarterback out, and they got tore up, Denver, last week on defense. So they're not playing well relative to the whole season, and the Denver didn't really play that well beforehand. Plus, Denver's out of the playoffs. I mean, they have less than a 5% chance. That loss last week.
Oh, yeah, crushed them.
Dream crusher. Now, quickly, let's flip it around. Cleveland's playing not only for jobs, but to make a statement about Hugh Jackson. And, oh, by the way, since Hugh Jackson left, you might not want to hear this. Baker Mayfield, third best passer rating in the NFL, behind only Drew Brees and Russell Wilson.
Well, you got agreement. I like that. Raiders, the narrative is they're no good. But you know what's interesting? I asked Greg Cosell this week, do you see things you like? And he's like, offensively, yeah, it was a really good game plan. The Bengals are a bad football team. I still like the Raiders' offensive personnel. And like Cleveland, they're not a great team, but they're playing for next year. Players are playing for jobs. They know Gruden will get rid of him. I'm going to take the Raiders +3 against the Bengals with a potential blowout here. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement here. And I tell you, I think the mainstream media has been playing wrong about the Raiders and Gruden. You heard talk of tanking. To me, and you mentioned it, is Raiders probably financially the weakest team, the poorest team in the NFL? They're looking to bridge themselves to Vegas, because when they get to Vegas, they're hitting the slot machine.
Right.
They're going to be financially fine. So what do you do in the interim? You get the best PR guy probably you could as a coach to take the heat. And quite frankly, he's a motivator. Keep the team motivated. So Raiders have played hard. Number two, we don't know much about Cincinnati's effort here. Hugh Jackson's in that team right now, in that building. What does that mean for the future? No one knows, right? Now, Jeff Driskel, if you look at the stats and just glance at them quickly, 64 attempts, 53 completions. That sounds awesome. But only 406 yards. I mean, talk about dink and dunk. Last two games, Bengals, only 3 offensive touchdowns. So Driskel's stats don't look bad. Performance is not good at all. Here is the insider tip of the week. Raiders defensive coordinator Gunther was the DC for Cincy in 14, 15, 16, 17. So inside information, and you know Marvin Lewis isn't changing very much.
Right.
I think that's a big edge agreement, Raiders.
2-0 agreement from the wise guys. I love this game. Colts are a favorite, and so everybody, all the squares are going to take the Cowboys. I love the Colts -2.5 for two reasons. Again, Dallas has won their division. Okay, and they've come off hugely emotional games. Colts are in a dogfight. Here's another thing I thought about all week. Frank Reich, the Colts coach, he's faced Dallas the last couple of years. He knows this personnel. That's inside information. I love the Colts this weekend, even though I bet the public loves Dallas. What do the wise guys think?
Yeah, super sharp play. You're right. And this is one of those pros versus Joes. Joes on the Cowboys, pros with you on the Colts. Now, listen, I generally like both of these teams.
Yeah.
I look at Dallas and I think, all right, since Cooper came, you know, all kind of stats about what kind of improvement he made, league high in catches since he came, for example. Also, the defense for the Cowboys, young and trending upwards, which means probably the September games aren't really representative. So those season-long stats that get blended, probably underrating the Cowboys. That said, motivation. Dallas is now over 99% to win the division. So what are they really playing for, especially off a tough game? Colts are playing for their playoff lives. Also, you mentioned Reich. So true. If you look at the Eagles last year, statistically, the only stat they really excelled in was third down and long, which is so tough in the NFL, but Wentz was amazing. Well, Frank Reich was the guy who put that third down package together. We see the absence now in Philadelphia, what it's doing. Now he's in, obviously, Indy and doing well with Luck, but very familiar with the Cowboys' agreement. By the way, I'm going to watch this game. I'm not going to bet it because I actually think Dallas is surging. The pros love what you're doing, but I'm going to look to bet on the team that loses, Colin. So this is a great tip for the listener. Is when you have two teams you want to play on, sit back, watch the game. Whoever loses, look to play on them next week because the public's going to be sour on them for losing.
Before we get, we have three more picks. Now through December 25th, Christmas, the 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand your DNA, your family story. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up your DNA, our DNA. It's a perfect gift. I loved it. 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry Service includes 90-plus personalized genetic reports. They offer DNA insights on what makes you and your family unique. They give you all sorts of stuff. You can find out, do you have genetic muscle composition common in elite power athletes? I mean, you can find wellness, how healthy, who are you more aligned with, a father, mother? These are really fascinating. I found out through mine that nobody likes me in my family. That was a bonus. Now through Christmas, get 30% off any 23andMe kit. Order your DNA kit at 23andme.com/Colin. That's the number 23andme.com/Colin. 23andme.com/Colin. These are fascinating DNA portraits of your family, family's history, where you're from, physically where you're going. Highly recommended. All right, back to RJ Bell, pregame.com. This line confused me. Titans are getting points at the Giants. Again, the Titans are in an absolute dogfight for the playoffs. This is a team that has manhandled the New England Patriots. And, you know, the Giants, again, I do think they're a better offensive team, but they've been wildly inconsistent. I think the much better team is getting too many points, and I was a little confused by the line. I'll take the Titans. What do the wise guys think?
Well, listen, if you don't understand the line, it's always important to realize why it's off. And I think if we think about this one, we know Giants, a New York team. A team that when they start to win, people get excited about.
Yeah.
And the Giants have won 4 out of 5 games. When's the last time they've done that? And they should have beat Philadelphia. Imagine the excitement if the Giants had won 5 in a row. And they looked dominant last week against the Redskins.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sanchez, a quarterback, the O-line decimated for the Redskins. So it probably wasn't as impressive as it seemed. Now, another a negative for the Giants, beyond them being expensive, Landon Collins.
Yes, out.
He, you know, they lost or they traded Snacks Harrison. The defense actually against the run got worse after that. Now another problem on defense. And then if you think about it, and one of the things we like to do is consider matchups. is you have a mobile quarterback with the Titans. Giants have given up the fifth most yards to opposing quarterbacks rushing in the NFL. So agreement on your Titans. I do have one concern. Tennessee has one of the more severe home-road splits. 5-1 at home this year, 2-5 on the road. That said, I think there's still value, Tennessee.
Okay, and finally, this is an interesting game. I'm going to take the Rams minus 11. Now, it was initially minus 9. Carson Wentz is out, minus 11. But I do think this is a really important game for them. The Rams have been struggling. They've been a terrible cover team. And then the Chargers in their hometown win on Thursday and look great. They've got to get it right. And they have just not played well for a month. Goff has struggled. And I think some of that's the loss of Cooper Kupp. But I think Philadelphia with Wentz out, it's a hospital ward. And I do think the Rams are mostly a very solid team. They're at home. And I do think this is, even though they've got their division, I think it's one of those rare opportunities where a coaching staff and a locker room's like, guys, we got our division. Let's clean this up. We got to get some momentum back. So I think they roll over Philadelphia. What do the wise guys think?
I tell you, this is going to be a slight agreement because if you're laying doubles, you're going to be with Freddie Fanny Pack, as I like to call him. They walk down Fremont. You know Fremont.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They got the Twinkie, deep-fried Twinkie, right, in the Fanny Pack. That said, if you think about, you do have that slight agreement with the Rams, Foles.
5-0 agreement, by the way. I haven't had that ever. Well, yeah. No, I think I did it once last year.
Over the years you've had it. I think this year, first time for sure. Foles' Super Bowl performance, everyone remembers it. It was probably a top five of all time for a quarterback. But if you look at his average game since he replayed, you know, since the end of last year, it hasn't been all that much better than an average backup, right? That's important. Number two, what message does it send? Did Wentz get any more hurt, Colin, in the last week? Or they're putting him on the shelf, which is a sign they think the season's over.
I think it's that, and I think the locker room knows it's that.
And that's the message.
Yes.
So it's not just the absence, it's the message of Wentz sitting now. By the way, Eagles, D-backs, the most decimated defensive unit probably in the league, they're D-backs. Dallas, who doesn't throw downfield much, passed for 434 yards last week. And you mentioned it, Goff is been off. Is this a case where McVay looks to get him off the snide
yes.
and make a statement?
And make him feel better. Build his confidence back up. I think they'll pour it on if leading.
And I think you're right. Last thing, Talib. Now, you know, he's a guy that we can say, oh, I don't like his style or character or whatever. Some people might say that. But here's some numbers. There's been five games this season Talib has played for the Rams. They've given up 14 points a game. There's been eight games without Talib, over 30 points a game the Rams have given up. This got obscured last week because the offense played so poorly, but the Rams' D, especially against the pass, played very well.
And finally, bonus pick for our audience. RJ Bell hosts the first ever national network radio show covering sports betting, 6 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Listen to myself. I'd probably take the Texans minus 6 at the Jets for this reason. The Jets do not, and it's gotten worse over the course of a season, they're really struggling to defend the run, and Houston's running game over the last 5 to 6 weeks has gotten dramatically better. I kind of feel the Texans control the line of scrimmage, and I don't have to give up a touchdown. I'd probably lean Texans minus 6. What do the wise guys think?
Big disagreement here, and I don't love the Jets, but if you look at Sam Darnold, very rusty early in the game. But you would make the case the last 18 minutes for Darnold last week, maybe his best 18 minutes of the season.
No, that pass to Robbie Anderson, that was a veteran big time. He and Baker have both had real moments this year where you know they're both going to work.
Well, I tell you this, Colin, is we're in the Super Contest Gold. It's the biggest NFL contest in the world. 5,000 enter, winner take all, 640,000. We are one game out of first, only one player ahead of us. An online sportsbook actually put up odds on who's going to win. The pregame team is favored to win that 640. We'll see. Our only loss last week was the Bills. So I know I feel that pain of Darnold, what he did. And there is one more thing here. I'm a big believer in looking at regular season December onward. So really, sometimes there's a stray January game, right? So if you look at those stats, last three seasons, Texans are the worst team against the spread in the NFL, 2-9-1. And here's the logic to why it's important. It's because teams get tired, and if they're not in good shape or they don't have a good training staff, they end up playing worse at the end of the year. Oh, by the way, the best team at the end of the year, the Patriots. So it shows you good coaching makes a difference late.
Great talking to you. Good luck on that contest. That is amazing. And I know what you're going to do if you win. You're going to take a trip to New York because you love New York, and you're going to go watch Broadway plays. I know you. And I know you're going
to
do that.
Now, I was following you all the way to the Broadway plays. Probably a lot of pizza
yes.
when I go to New York.
No question, but I'm very happy for you. We love having you on this show, and you've really offered clarity through the years. And we feel good on, you know, on our little show. We may get 58, 59% this year, which is always our goal, to get 58%. And if we have another good week, I think we're there, and I love the picks. RJ, good talking to you.
Thank you.